Hi, Ruben.
Hey buddy, how are you doing?
Good. Sorry, I just had a question after I.
No problem. I'm shooting you an email over right now.
Okay.
So, there's something in almost all of our agreements called interim rent, which is the date between we pay the vendor and the first payment due date. So it's not like we fund a deal on the 23rd and the billing cycle is the 23rd. It's either the 1st, the 5th, the 10th, the 20th, or the 1st.
Okay.
We have to account between when we pay the vendor, just like when you do a mortgage. If your mortgage is due on the 1st and you get your loan on the 23rd, they're just not going to say, well, you have 7 days free. They're going to account for that difference. Many leasing companies, or they kind of gloss over this issue. They really don't talk about it. I'll be blunt. I don't really make any money on doing your transaction. So the last thing I want is a customer to be upset and feel they're misled. So I'm trying to be crystal clear on it. But I sent you an email that kind of details it. I could also have a funder call you if you wanted to move forward. Did you get that email?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so that's it. I mean,
Put in
95% of my company.
rent, it would be included in the paperwork. I have no control over it. It is the date between we release payment and the billing cycle.
Correct.
Okay,
Correct.
well, but yeah, okay, that's fine. But that doesn't change the total amount because it would be a prorated amount of one of the 35 payments, right?
No, because if your transaction, your tra no, it wouldn't be because it wouldn't reduce the total amount. If you and I, you guys might have paid it on your last transaction. I mean, you could check. It's like I said, it's just how our transaction works and how the vast majority do.
So let's assume that I'm signing today and
Okay, let's
I'm
assume you're signing
keeping
today.
and
Perfect.
I'm sending the 10% first payment.
That would cover
So and then
November. That would cover November. Roberto?
that will cover November.
Yeah, and if I lose you, I'll call you back. My connection's kind of bad. That would cover November, correct? November 1st to November 30th. That's what it would cover.
Okay.
So
So,
your second full payment would be December 1st, correct?
yes, it would be for 1,670.
Correct. That'd be your second payment, because your first payment is 10%. Your second
Yes.
payment is
Yes. 1,670.
correct.
Okay.
So if you fund it today, which is October 21st, you would have to account between October 21st to the end of October because you have 9 days to account. So you'd have 9 over 30 times 1,670. That's how it would work. You wouldn't just get 9 days of no rent. If you move, if you get a mortgage, if you fund your mortgage today, and your first bill's due on November, if your first and you're we're not prepaying on a mortgage, but let's assume you are. So let's assume you're not paying anything, okay? Let's just say when you close your loan today and it's no money down. Your first payment's due November 1st, because you need to pay November up front. Well, what happens to October 21st to October 30th? You have to bill for that cycle. You just can't have money out there for 9 days and have no bill. It doesn't work that way. I wish it did, it's just impossible.
Sorry, but I got a little bit lost because you said that the first payment will cover the month of November.
Correct.
So if I'm paying in advance, which kind of prorated I have? Actually, I should get the money back because if you're funding already, I already pay in advance. You're not
So
funding, right?
incorrect. So first, if you're paying one payment with any finance agreement, you pay the bills at the beginning of the month. So your first payment would cover your first full month, okay?
Yeah.
So let's assume you're funding today or Monday, whatever it may be. It really depends on your billing cycle. So if your billing cycle is due November 1st, well, that means your 10% down, that's a payment. That's not a down payment. That's a first payment. That covers November 1st to November 30th. Your second full month will be December 1st to December 31st. That's when you'd receive a bill for 1670. However, you would have to account for the difference from October 21st to October 31st.
Okay.
Just let you know, you move into an apartment today. You pay your first payment to your landlord. That covers November. But the landlord's going to say, well, I'm not going to live, you can't live in this place for 9 days and not have any rent. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I understand, but you are going to pay my vendor. So today is the 21st. Most likely we sign the paper on Monday or Tuesday, which is next week, you can pay the landlord in 5 days to match the billing cycle with my payment.
Well, the billing cycle is going to be the 1st, the 5th. I'll ask them to do as quickly as possible, but I'm not going to go into a transaction. Look, at the end of the day, Roberto, not to be rude, I really don't make any money on your transaction. My job is to make you happy, but it's not to pressure you. And the last thing I want to do is have you enter into a transaction, and then you call me and say, hey, you
need help. No, but I'm just trying to understand, because even you're not going to pay 100, so I'm not receiving 100% of the funding when I'm signing.
With any contract, we do what's called a commencement agreement. So when we release payment, that's when the contract starts. It's all about when we release payment.
Yes,
so
but it cannot be on the full amount, the calculation of the interest.
No, the payments start when we release the money. It doesn't matter what percentage we release. It doesn't matter. They don't do it that way.
Well, then we need, based on the cycle that you just gave me, that are only for option, we need to wait the 1st of November. Which sucks, because I need to place the order next week.
I mean, here's the reality. I think I can't go into the transaction. I mean, you can talk to a funder. You can talk to my boss on Monday. I'm more than happy to have her talk to you. But the reality is, it's going to be almost, and I'm sure on your other transaction you paid interim rent. I'm sure you did. Well, I'm not sure you did. I'm guessing, did you pay?
I didn't. I'm already paying it. I didn't.
So what was your billing cycle on your other transaction?
It's the 15th of every month. I already paid 15th of October.
So when did they fund that transaction?
Oh, they reached agreement with the vendor. They paid one third.
No, but when did they
didn't come back to?
So they release the money on the 15th and match it up on the 15th?
No, they're handling the payment with the vendor. They didn't charge me anything, because I have no clue when they pay the vendor. The vendor is happy with them, with the payment that they release.
Oh, so you
I
have
no idea when they release it.
So have you received any bills from that company?
Which company?
The other company you did the loan with.
I have a lease, a contract in place.
Yeah, but I'm saying, are you being billed for that contract?
Yes.
Okay, so when did you fund that transaction? Like what month?
In September.
Okay, and so you prepaid 10%, right?
Yes.
So what date did that 10% relate to?
I paid the 10% mid of September.
Okay. But what did that, it doesn't matter when you paid it, what does that correspond to? Does that correspond from September 15th to October 15th? What does it correspond to? What period does it cover?
That the 10% doesn't cover anything, because the 10% was the buyout. That was the agreement. The first payment went down October 15th. That's what was the agreement. And then paying the same amount every month.
So they're not charging you any interim rent?
No.
Okay, I mean, here's what I can do. Here's what I think would clarify. If you want to move forward with us, and like I said, I'm not here to put any pressure. It's not my thing. I can have a contract sent out to you Monday for you to review if these numbers work. Take your time with it. But the reality is this. We can try to match it up closely. It's October 21st, right? The 24th is Monday. When you sign documents, we're not going to pay on the deal on October 24th. We're not going to say, okay, you just signed your documents and you're sending them back to us. If you pay us on the, if we send documents on the 24th, you're going to send it back to us on the 25th. Maybe it takes a day to fund it. We fund them on the 26th. You have 4 days of interim rent. It's not the biggest deal in the world. I mean, I'll try to match it up as closely as possible, but I think we can minimize it for you. I mean, if it doesn't
work. Okay, but with the end of, I can discuss, and you can delay 3 days and pay on the 1st if that matters, because honestly, I didn't have this discussion with the other ones, not at all. Probably because it was not financing agreement.
I've never heard of
a lease agreement. I have no. Toyota doesn't charge me the difference. They don't charge me the difference.
Roberto, we're not Toyota. I'm talking about, we're not. I can only offer you what Bank of Cardiff can offer you. I can't control other companies.
I understand, but you are making doubt that the other company, they don't do the same. I'm telling you that the other company in the past and the what I just signed, I didn't have this.
Okay, well, we're not doing a buyout. We're doing a finance agreement. It's different. Maybe it's a lease. I don't know.
Okay, that's the point. Good.
Here's what's happening, right? Mm-hmm. You have a customer. You have a low. I understand. I'm not trying to be rude. You have your bosses coming to you and saying, "Get a better rate. Get a better rate. Get a better rate. Get the best deal possible mm-hmm. for our company." Correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, at the end of the day, I'm not a big fan of doing exotic math. We don't do 10% mm-hmm. as the buyout up front. We don't do any of that stuff. This is a finance mm-hmm. agreement. We can do first and last. You want to do 10%? Okay, I got 10%. Okay, I'm trying to make you happy, dude. But at the end of the day, you're wanting a deal that I can't provide. I can't make all these custom things. It's not in my power. You get what I'm saying? You're going to someone at a service center and you're saying, my car doesn't work. And they're saying, I bring the car for service. I don't mean to sound frustrated, but I'm just the messenger here. I'm very low on the totem pole.
But you are the one that I'm talking with, so I don't know what to tell you, Ruben.
I think at this point, you are tired
to see a client like me every day for the full week, but I'm just trying to understand. It's good. You're giving me the right information. I'm not complaining, but I don't think that makes a lot of sense to bring up the 10%. The 10% is something that even it's good for your company because not many clients are able to give you the 10%.
That's not true. I've done deals with 40% down. That's completely false.
You just told me that it's more standard to have the first or the last.
It is. It is standard.
Yeah,
but that
means that you don't have a lot of clients because if the standard is the first and the last, you don't have a lot of clients that are giving the 10%. That's the bottom line. But anyhow, that's not part of the subject. I didn't know about the prorated. I thank you because you mentioned it.
Yeah, I'm not going to sweep it under the rug and have you call me and back and complain. I'm not going to do that.
Exactly. That's perfect. And I'm really happy and satisfied because that makes the stuff clear to the client. And, of course, will be part of my evaluation of your offer. That's it. I'm really appreciating that. I don't have any complaint right now. It's the opposite. So I will just try to understand. So,
if you want me to... I can put a contract in front of you on Monday. If it works, great. If it doesn't, it's okay. I'm just here to help.
I think I would just need a couple of hours. I think that I will send you an email and I will need the contract on Monday. And then we will move forward. Because anyhow, time that I'm formalizing the paper, probably you need something else from me. We reach the end of the month. Kind of knows that we are financing it. So it's much easier paper to do for their side. It's not an issue, and we regularize everything starting from the 1st of November, so or the 30th. So we'll have 2 days prorated interest.
In terms of prorata and that stuff, you'll talk to our funder. She can walk you through that. Not a big deal, but that's not in my power. I have to be very clear because I don't have a billing. Because we've had clients who have tried to do this, and then the vendor doesn't. We release the wire, it misses the cutoff. Their billing cycles the 2nd, then they get a bill on the 5th. We want people to be happy at the end of the day, but hopefully we can talk Monday and hopefully we can have a resolution, you know. I'm just here to help.
Yes, thank you. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too, brother. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.